This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Maybe you've heard of my friend Soren Kierkegaard.
I didn't Kierkegaard him very much.
Yeah.
This hurts more than the tuba thing.
Tuba fair, I stopped that a while ago.
No, you didn't. This is the routine.
This is the routine. I make a tuba joke. Valerie gets upset. I sleep alone.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever.
Sorry, I was just looking at some stuff. So the first half of the story I was looking at was okay. The second half, not so much.
What happens?
Judas and Joseph start beating each other to death.
Oh.
I mean, it's nice at first because Judas and Jesus start having gay sex. And Mary's totally cool with it.
Get out of here, cat. Fuck off.
Your cat tends to not listen to instructions regarding the fucking of offing.
What's up, man? How you been, bro?
I wish all crypto miners a very go fuck yourself.
Yeah, stop killing the planet, you fucking animals.
And stop stealing my video cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, and stop stealing video cards, you dickwads.
Why is a 5700 XT $1,000 on eBay?
Because video games.
Yes. Also, chip shortage. Also, pandemic. Also, everything in life sucks.
You'll have some more shawarma sauce on Saturday, bun.
Shawarma sauce?
Yeah, I made an order of sauces for the upcoming WrestleMans.
Ah.
Would you like to see a list?
Well, you're not treating us, so I'm not interested.
Eventually, yes.
Eventually what? You'll give us the empty bottles?
No, like coming down for WrestleMans.
I can't.
Why not?
Not allowed in your country.
Yeah.
Also, it's Florida.
That's a pandemic thing.
Yeah.
That's a Sean problem. You guys have free healthcare. Go to your local Tim Hortons and get a vaccine.
I'm also not going to travel that far with a pandemic with a child.
You don't have to travel that far with a child. Leave your child in a bin. Thanks, Square Enix. We appreciate it. That's a reference to a theory that I have, and a theory only I have regarding something that happened in like 2010.
So tell me, what's your theory?
When OCR decided to put out a Kickstarter for the Final Fantasy VII project, Voices of the Livestream, that's what
it was. No, yeah, they only kickstarted Final Fantasy VI.
Whatever it was that they fucking, Square Enix was like, I see they are making a lot of money from that. We want some of that money. Pay us $10,000 to license our music.
Final Fantasy VI, Palance and Bruin, the story of a B-movie actor making friends with a grizzly bear.
What?
The album was called Balance and Ruin. I call it Palance and Bruin.
That's right. He made whiskey in the mountains of San Francananaga.
He made whiskey out of bears.
Oh, God.
No, the bears were on cocaine.
There's very little barley in these bears.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Early today, 6 o'clock. I have to work tonight again, so better this than nothing. I'm your host, Steve-O, joining me this afternoon, because it's still light out. Are David, Valerie, and Sean. We never heard back from Logan as to whether or not he could make this time.
Well, since he's not here, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that he's not going to be here.
Well, I mean, he may show up late. And if he does, that's okay. You'll only be penalized with 3 months detention.
Steve, can I have $404 for a KDA limited edition Secret Labs Titan chair?
No.
It looks really cool, dude.
Okay, no.
Come on, dude, you know you want me to have this chair.
So I'm salty because you missed our big Baka Mitai marathon, and I'm salty-er because I died every time in Among Us.
You only died to me once, all right?
Val, what were we talking about? Okay, Phasmophobia the other night, I got killed every time.
Same. I kept getting banshees and they only went after you.
Oh no, this was this past weekend, I got killed.
Oh, even better.
Because Woofy was going around just yelling, Rob Johnson, or whatever the hell the dude's name was in the school.
Rob Johnson.
No, Rob Jobson.
Rob Jobson.
Yes. It got me killed. Val was too scared to leave the truck. Woofy had to go sterilize his groceries.
I warned you.
I know you did, honey, and I still applaud you for trying. It's okay. It sucks that I was in the Upside Down and then I got reincarnated just to get thrown off the Among Us ship four times.
Hey, you got killed four times. You didn't get thrown off four times.
I got killed. Yeah.
I got ejected into space.
I got killed twice and ejected twice.
Oh, well then, all right, we're space buddies.
Yay, we're homeboys dying in outer space.
Homeboys in outer space, protecting the freedom of the human race.
I need to find a torrent.
Don't you mean a legal copy of it?
They don't have legal copies of Homeboys in Outer Space.
Wink, wink.
I need a legal wink copy of Homeboys in Outer Space?
Yes, exactly.
Speaking of legal copies, what section of typesetting are they on now for the 2020 Gaki no Tsukai?
Oh, shit, I haven't checked in a while. Let me find out. Team Gaki, come forward.
What were you going to say, Sean?
Nothing.
Oh.
Subbing status. Where are we at? Translating. Part 2 of... Well, see, part 1 is done, I think. Part 2 is in the translating being done stage.
And how many parts?
There are 10 parts total.
Yeah.
I look forward to watching it on New Year's 2022.
We should do that.
Donate $100 to them.
Will that speed it up?
I don't know.
Donate money. See what happens. Kickstarter on just runs off with the money to buy 100 tacos.
Hey, finally, it's mine.
Kickstarter Ron has enough sustenance for the Doctor Who marathon.
That's not true. I watched Texas Ranger.
No, we're going to ruin Gravity Falls tonight. I hope you guys don't mind.
I know.
Can I have that KDA chair, please?
No.
Why not?
Because no.
I would be fabulous, dude. I'm going to have that at work and everybody's going to ask me about it. I'd be like, it's my cool gay chair.
Your work is COVID-infested police station. That's the next place that Gaki no Tsukai is going to do their New Year's special.
Oh, no.
And I need to have a gay chair to make sure that people leave me alone. Did you not see this chair? Look at how gay this chair is. Can it's so nice. I want it. It's got, like, rainbow, like, holograms on it. I fucking want it so bad. Nothing. I want one for work. We have bad office chairs, and this is really nice.
Don't fall for it. Judy can buy her own meat. 1, 2, 3.
Steve says use promo code don't fall for it. Judy, buy your own meat. 1, 2, 3.
I do buy my own meat.
Yeah.
Valerie, you are going to start us off with Taking a Dip by No Wind for This Hole.
That's gross.
Did we read by him?
Yeah, we've read other stuff by No Wind for This Hole.
Yeah, that name sounds...
I think that was the Magic School Bus one.
Oh.
Crowded through the sound wave, swinging on the stars, take a left at an intestine, and then you're gonna die on Mars on the Magic School Bus. There ain't no oxygen up there. Oh no, the Magic School Bus.
Well, this is gonna be a fucking trip then.
I'm not very familiar with Gravity Falls, so whatever.
It's a Disney show that has a pretty good storyline. And for some reason, there is a lot of porn surrounding the character Dipper and Mabel.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm not surprised. Okay, summary. Dipper gets the age, and Bill humps the cage. Chapter 1, Taking a Dip.
Dummy, 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 yo.
No, shush. Dipper pines through with the blankets. The age has come, he gasped. The clutches of puberty are no more. My boner is the Tower of Pisa. long and crooked and raring to go.
No, it's long and strong and down to get the friction on.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Do not press play on the thing that I just put in porn spam.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, but do.
Mabel was in the same room. It was puban for her too, but she didn't make a big fucking deal out of it. Mabel, come with me. Dipper motioned to the door. And down the stairs and down the stairs. Get out of this room, Mabel said. I want to be alone, Mabel said.
I want to be alone with my thoughts.
And myself.
Squish.
Dipper slid down the railing and hit his head somewhat on the side of the ceiling, but it didn't hurt that much. It is time for me to take a shower. I must wash my new body. I must buy 20 packs of beer.
That's David whenever he gets home on a Wednesday. I must wash my new body and buy lots of booze.
Yes.
Dipper, Dipper, Dipper. Ford pulled the pipe away from his lips. What did I tell you about announcing your personal issues to me? Yes, Dipper sulked. I know you want me to formally write them down and present them to you in the peer-reviewed journal. Wow. Ford smack himself and Dipper with the same hand. Right, he said. You're never going to get in a good college.
Of course.
Thank you, Stanley Fords. Dipper burped? Okay, scratching his nib.
What's a nib?
I don't want to know.
It's like a knob, but not quite.
Wasn't it a drink? No, that's Mr. Pip. Never mind.
Yeah. Stanford went back to munching on the pipe.
It's a lot of cheese, babe. I'll have a piece.
A shame his degree expired and nobody took anything he said seriously anymore.
As a previous philosophy major, I've been there.
Well, yeah, but that has nothing to do with philosophy.
I'm just saying that a philosophy major is a degree that makes it so that nobody takes you seriously.
It's like, hey, I have a degree in business, communications, and also a minor in management. Well, I have a philosophy major. what? You know, philosophy major. Oh, what are you going to do? Think about me real hard?
I studied lots of Spinoza and Merleau-Ponty.
That Nietzsche guy was really onto something.
They were teaching me about Merleau-Ponty, and I thought I was in a wine course.
Damn it, I was going to make that joke.
Well, Dipper turned on all the water in every room. It was time for his morning bath, cup of tea, laundry, dishwashing.
Maybe you've heard of my friend Soren Kierkegaard.
I didn't Kierkegaard him very much.
Yeah.
This hurts more than the tuba thing.
To be fair, I stopped that a while ago.
No, you didn't. This is the routine.
This is the routine. I make a tuba joke. Valerie gets upset. I sleep alone.
Dipper got out of his breakfast and went into the bathroom with the food. Now that's what I call an eating area, he said. He had 1 graham cracker. Dipper suddenly felt a strong urge. It was on his stomach and his penis. Urine, urine, urine.
Oh, yeah.
He chanted with glee.
I don't think Sonic grabbed his dick and said, urine, 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 and then the song goes, woo!
Yeah, he's playing his dick like that. Dipper tore his pants off and squatted over the bowl. This is why mom died, he thought to himself.
What?
This is why his mom died, he thought to himself. What?
Wow. The yellow stream was too yellow. Dipper did not see at first, but he felt. He felt. He screamed. God fucking damn it. It feels like I'm giving birth to a broken femur. Is this how it feels to be Seuss? Mabel? Wendy? Ford heard all of this and chose to ignore it.
As would I.
Dipper heard a familiar cackle. Oh no. Am I being pranked?
Wait a minute. I've heard Val cackle, I've heard Logan cackle, I've heard David cackle, and I've cackled. Sean, can you cackle?
No.
Can you try?
No.
You guys forced me to try to do the pigeon noise every friggin' time that comes up.
Because it's funny.
Yeah.
We're doing a humor experiment here. Is Sean attempting to cackle funny? Sean?
Sean.
That's a very silent cackle.
No, I did, you just didn't hear it.
You ass.
It's too low. It doesn't get picked up.
Yeah.
The frequency is too low. It's just vibrating Fort McMurray.
He stood up and put his hands on his hips and moved his hips back and forth. Bill! I told you I'm busy this Thursday. I'm getting my driver's license revoked unless I can escape. Bill was in the toilet.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Dave. Do you remember that time you surprised me in philosophy class? You Aristotled me.
Themocrates.
That's not...
Okay. Bill was in the toilet. Get me out, said Bill. Dipper chuckled, extended a foot for Bill to grab onto. Have you ever played the game Who's the Millionaire? This is like the lifeline. Okay. Bill climbed out of the toilet and immediately threw up out of his eye.
Ew.
He wiped off his three sides and angles with a tower. Towel. Not a tower. Pine Tree, I desperately need to talk to you about something. I normally wouldn't give a shit, but this is extremely important. Dipper dimmed the lights.
Make out Bill, jam time.
I need you to talk to me right now about the thing you need to talk to me about right now.
That is also a Dave quote if I've ever heard one. Steve, I need to talk to you about the thing I need to talk to you about. Right now.
Yes.
All right, next up is me. Dipper, the flat cops are after me. I fucked up. I know you've had some rough times, but I really need your help. Dipper, holy shit. Dipper, I really need $10 right now. Dipper, I know I've done things. I know you've done things, but this is hoo-hoo body. I swear I'll pay you back next week. I owe you one. I will owe you one. $10. Oh, so this is the pizza bet.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Dave, I totally did not agree to the follow-up bet.
But we have the art you already made.
I don't care. I haven't agreed to it. This is not legally binding.
Legally binding for wins. Let's go.
You think I'm going to edit myself so that I sound like I agreed to your legally binding follow-up bet?
Yeah.
Sure.
I agreed to your legally binding follow-up bet. You really don't put a lot of effort into this friendship, do you?
I do, but I don't.
Minimal effort.
Anyways, I need a hand job.
All right. Let's go.
I mean, can I wait until after the show?
Sorry, I should have said back to the story. Just a quickie over the sheets. I need $10 and a hand job.
No. We're using the weird Amish Mormon sheets or whatever they are. Ultimate kink.
The Mormish.
Right now, Dipper! Dipper! Bill shook. Dipper pondered. He stared at Bill's hypotenuse, searching. Well, great Uncle Ford hasn't given me my allowance this week. I think he just spent it on more crack. Bill grabbed Dipper's shoulders and shook him up and down at an enormous speed. Dipper, I have no time for this. I'll do anything. Fuck my ass. Fuck my ass. Fuck my ass right now. Dipper, 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 Dipper.
Wow. Demanding.
Dipper was eating deodorant to clear out before the act. Always the jokester, you, he said. He put on a glove, then took off the glove. Dipper, think. Think right now. Bill spun. What we need right now is not that. Dipper promptly put one foot in his shower and one foot in the bathtub. I always think more clearly in the shower. You should try it someday. Today, now. With me, if you want. This story accelerates very fast. Bill immediately slammed himself into the shower wall, spreading out nothing because he was a triangle. Okay?
Sure.
What does Bill look like? Hold on.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill.
Oh, he's just the Illuminati-looking dude. Got it.
Oh, save 35% on select Mario games. Let's see which ones.
Buy the Mario-branded GTX 3080 at a markup of $7,000.
No, the only game is Luigi's Mansion, a not Mario game.
That's awesome. Wow, Luigi went stone cold this year with his payback. Poor Luigi.
Poor Luigi.
Go ahead, he said, muffled. The time is now. Dipper yawned for a while and washed his hair. He wanted to build up tension and also forgot that Bill was there. Bill almost puked from the stress. He popped himself off of the wall and blocked Dipper's shower with his body. Dipper was confused. I am cold. What is this new sensation? Dipper, I am literally going to kill you, said Bill. Not because of this. I just wanted you to know. What? Said Dipper. He swung his head around like in a commercial. I did not catch the ow. Oh, ow. This is pain. I am experiencing pain. Soap filled Dipper's right eye. Bill got immediately off of the showerhead. Oh gosh, Dipper, what happened? I mean, I'm not sorry, but what happened?
Wow.
That sounds a lot like your relationship with David.
Steve-O,
I'm not sorry, but what happened?
Are you okay? I'm not sorry for what I did, but are you okay?
Yeah.
This is just a metaphor for how David and I have hate-loved each other for the last, what, 13 years? How long have we been friends?
Pretty good long time.
You don't remember, do you?
Well, it was so long ago.
David, you don't even remember?
I mean, it was 2009.
It was 2007!
2009. I wasn't in the country in 2007.
We met on the astral plane.
Fucking severe, supreme, backstabbing dunkage right there, baby.
Thanks, Dandy. I'll never forget you.
I didn't get back from Japan until 2009, so.
That's right! You came to the party where the naked white drunk dude fell on my black friend.
Yeah, and your black friend was like, nah, dog, this ain't me.
Because he was Larry OG, and he didn't take that shit. Where was I? Oh, right. I mean, I'm not sorry, but what happened? Dipper looked at Bill with the other eye and pointed to his pained area. My wee little Y got some wampoo in it.
No.
Bill felt a moment of empathy, clarity, and so did Dipper. My sweet, 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 he said. Let me cleanse you of this hurt. Bill kissed Dipper's eye. It felt romantic for a second when Bill's one orifice was a mouth, but then it changed back to an eye and the soap was still on it. So it also got in Bill's eye and caused exactly the same level of pain. Dipper, I love you, Bill said through the unbearable stinging. Sean, you're up.
You love me? Said Dipper. Dipper, I want you to jam your fist and penis in my hole simultaneously. Dipper, I want you to empty an entire bottle of mustard in my ass.
Wow.
Steve-O.
What?
Do you want me to empty an entire bottle of mustard in your ass?
No. Mustard doesn't even deserve to go in that orifice.
All right, now I know what I'm doing next time I come to Maryland.
Not buying mustard?
Yeah, exactly. I don't like it either. I want you to lick an entire bottle of mustard out of my ass. I want my ass to be your new friend. Your only friend.
That's business card worthy.
Yep.
Sean Lawler, quote, I want my ass to be your new friend.
Your only friend.
Your only on the back in very small text, it just says your only friend.
Is this like an anal vore thing? I'm not into it.
Oh, Sean, anal vore me.
Anal vore my mustard hole.
Ew.
Oh.
Did I accidentally the episode title? Yeah.
Yeah.
World War II would have been a very different conflict if it were mustard hole and not mustard gas.
Yeah.
Or was that World War One? That's World War One. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
World War One.
I want my ass to grow old with you, Dipper. This is my one request. I need my ass. You need my ass. We all need my ass.
Yes.
Dipper, please. Fuck my ass. Dipper shrugged. But Bill...
Oh, I thought you were getting ready to do the ass fucking. Okay, we're still doing the story.
Yep.
Dipper, I'ma call the police!
Oh.
I'm gonna call the police!
Dipper smiled. Say no more, friend.
Do you ever get calls from your coworkers in cabins nearby concerned about what you're yelling at?
No, they know about the show.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I mean, they kind of have to know in order that they don't, you know, call the police on me. Sorry, the Mounties. Dipper ran a finger along Bill's edges.
The Mounties show up. Oh, are you here about my mustard hole?
which was a little too sharp. Bill tried turning sideways, but that didn't seem to do anything. Dipper pulled Bill's legs slightly apart and rubbed a little. But Bill just seemed confused.
How do you fuck a triangle?
That's what they're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Triangle man, everyone here fucks triangle man.
Hey, it's kind of like a Dorito. I kind of think we have to be the same dimensions to do this right, Dipper said. Let me try, Bill trailed off. Here? His orifice changed to a wormhole. He grabbed Dipper's butt and thrusted it in. Oh, I think I feel something, said Dipper. Oh, yeah, it's... Oh, no, he said.
I read ahead.
Pulling out, he saw that his penis had been replaced with the large blue number 4.
Wow.
The number of the day is 4.
Skin. Strange fluids leaked from it.
Ew.
That's smegma. I don't know what this is right now. You might want to get that checked out, Bill suggested. I have to report this to my uncle, Dipper said. Ford? He tumbled out of the shower and pulled the door open. Water from all the devices flooded the room. You fucked up, nephew. Ford bubbled through the water as the house collapsed around them.
This feels like a Florida Man story.
And that's it.
That's it. Yep. All right. Next story. Dave, are you familiar with Full Metal Alchemist?
No.
Okay.
Are you lying?
No.
Would you still want to read something about a cock inspector?
Yes.
You're going to want to say yes.
Okay. All right. So this is RZA Hawkeye Cock Inspector by Anne Packrat.
RZA Hawkeye Cock Inspector, a Full Alchemist one-shot by Anne Packrat. Disclaimer. Full Metal Alchemist and its attendant characters and setting were created by Hironobu Arakawa. Bubbles is unfortunately my own creation, whom I can no longer control. Warning, sexual language in situations, profanity abounds, woo! Excessive abuse of a single joke.
Ah, so perfect for this show.
It's another day in this godforsaken city of Sintral.
Oh no, this is Noir Detective.
It's another day in this godforsaken city of Sintral. It's full of the bad kind of people. The kind that makes you want never get up in the morning. But then you have to get up because you really have to piss. You don't want to clean up the sheets if you piss in the bed. Yeah, Sintral is a piss in the bed city.
Never heard something called a piss in the bed city, Jesus.
It's wet. It smells. And even though it's warm at first, you eventually just end up shivering in a puddle of your own urine. Who am I, you ask? I'm just a single woman trying to make this damn city clean again. There are men out here, men with cocks, and they're using them willy-nilly. Keeping poor hygiene habits and never letting them get any exercise. It's my job to stop this downward spiral of cock abuse. My name is Reza Hawkeye, and I am a cock inspector. I yelled at Bubbles, my secretary, to bring me the file on the Mustang case. Bubbles was a really classy lady, even if he was secretly a cock owner, but Bubbles was one of the few good ones. He knew how to handle this cock, and did it well. Air traffic control got it really out of hand in Sintral, but luckily, penises can glow in this setting.
Oh yeah.
I yelled for Bubbles again, before remembering it was his day off. Too bad, I would miss seeing him in bouffant wig, with the cute red bustier and lime green miniskirt combo he favored. I always wondered where he found lingerie in 5X sizes.
That's a good question.
I made a mental note to ask him about it, and about where he found orange thigh-high boots.
Has he been watching our wrestling league?
It does suck that if you are that size, it's very hard to find clothing designed for you.
I mean, you could just be friends with the seamstress.
Maybe that's a benefit to being a cock inspector? Remind me to ask the author that.
Dearest author, I have questions about the settings in your one-shot Full Metal Alchemist story that was written in 2007.
I would like to know if you know any seamstresses
that are able to make 5X size orange thigh-high boots.
Hell yes.
This is not a joke. Please don't hang up. Yours truly, Stephen Q. Bortz, fan.
You don't even know my middle name. Also, the only way to get somebody to hang up quicker is to say you're with the Fraternal Order of Police.
Sorry, it's Steve-O McMichael Bortz.
Not a sandwich.
Steve O. Bortz.
Fine. That works.
What is your middle name?
Michael.
Yeah, I know. McMichael. I just said that.
Thanks, Dave. Really happy with our friendship this episode.
Well, we're learning things about each other, and that's how we grow.
I'm learning about your mustard hole. You're learning that I'm not a sandwich.
Don't talk about my mustard hole in the show.
Wait, you're not a sandwich?
You said you would never talk about my mustard hole in the show.
I never promised that, Dave. I said I wouldn't talk about your mustard hole the same way I said that I agree to the No! I don't agree to the follow-up bet.
I mean, no, that's a joke, and the artwork was made hastily in Paint 3D, so it's not a binding legal contract,
yes,
Steve.
I don't know what the problem is. I can't back out of it now.
Anyway, everybody in chat, post your furry waifu tier list, and we'll talk about which one you would bust the fattest nut in, and then also, you know, take full responsibility
for any repercussions. But back exactly. To the cock inspecting.
That's a good anime trope that you see in like anime porn. It's like, I'll help you take full responsibility for coming in me. And you're just like, why do you got to make it weird? We just orgasmed at the same time somehow. Anyway, I retrieved the Mustang file myself and sat down to look over it. I needn't have bothered, though. I knew the whole damn case inside and out. Mustang was one of the worst. He and his cock traveled all about town, getting into and out of all sorts of trouble. Gambling, hookers, fights, fighting hookers, gambling fights, hooker fights, gambling, you name the vice. And that guy's cock was in the thick of it. But so far, he eluded all my efforts to find him. Now, he's in some unknown location doing horrible things with his cock. Like gambling hookers. I had to find the man, stop his sick and twisted ways. Time to hit the streets for information. The shoeshine stand on Kendall is one of my favorite places in this city.
I love the smell of freshly shined shoes.
Alphonse Elric, the shoeshine boy, was a good kid. Well, kid and boy may be the wrong words to use when describing a giant hollow suit of armor bigger than a grown man, but I used them anyway. Alphonse was smart, hardworking, and always knew the latest words on the street.
What's the latest word? What is the most recent addition to the dictionary?
Drip. I sat on the chair, put my boots up on the shoeshine pedestal.
Hello, Mr. Hawkeye. Oh, hello, Miss Hawkeye.
Al said happily.
How are you doing today? How is Black Eye, I tell you?
Okay, so the most recent addition, I'm going alphabetically. Zhuzhi.
Okay.
Z-H-U-Z-H-Y. Adjective. Stylish, attractive, exciting. Also sometimes flamboyant and showy.
Zhuzhi.
Zhuzhi. Well, that's fun to say. Zhuzhi. All right, did you finish the page, Dave? I was busy.
Yeah, I finished it.
All right, circling back around to Valerie.
Mm. Hooray. I smiled at that. No one else ever asked about my dog. But Al always did. The kid loved animals, and meowing from inside his chest told me he was taking in strays again. We're both fine, Alphonse. You found some more kittens, I see. I'm not sure it's real healthy for them to be rattling around in your armor, though. Al shook his head. Don't worry about that, Miss Hawkeye. I put in padding and a cat bed for them. You turned yourself into a cat condo? I said, surprised. Al nodded.
Al nutted?
I nutted.
Yes, nutted.
Oh, right in my feet.
Oh, right in the armor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hope to put a little box in Max. Confused, I stared at him. I would have thought a little box would be the first thing. I trailed off, then shrugged.
I aspire one day to orgasm like Orson Welles in The Critic while he's eating green peas.
Penis.
Oh, yeah.
They're even better raw.
That's not bad.
I know.
Just a handful for the road.
Just a handful for the road.
They're even better when you're dead.
Who was I to scold a kid? He did things his way, and I did them mine. That's the way the world works. Al took out his brush and leaned down to do his job. You want the usual, Miss Hawkeye? Sure, I replied. You know anything about this Roy Mustang?
Totally not a porn name.
Al paused in his work, then resumed. I hear he's a bad man who takes way too many liberties with his cock. You heard right then, I answered. You happen to know where he is now? Al finished up and gave each boot an extra polish with his rag. I heard he's holed up in warehouse 13 over at the docks. He looked up at me, then with concern in his voice. You be careful, Miss Hawkeye. I've heard lots of horrible things around this Mustang. About this Mustang. And I'd hate to see him use his cock on you.
Talking about penises as if they were a blunt weapon.
I smiled and patted the boy on the shoulder, resulting in a dull clanking sound. Don't worry about me, Al. Yeah, with some in the way. Don't worry about me, Al. I've taken on much worse cocks than Mustangs.
I'm just thinking of Al from Married with Children now.
I'm just thinking about You Can Call Me Al, starring Paul Simon and what's his name? Chevy Chase.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of the song You Can Call Me Al?
Never heard of it.
Oh.
Oh.
I've literally no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Also, who's Paul Simon?
I mean, he's like Simon Paul.
Okay, now I know you're bullshitting.
I'm not bullshitting you. Who's Paul Simon?
The singer?
I'm not familiar with Paul Simon.
From Simon and Garfunkel.
Sage, Rosemary, Evers, and Thyme.
Oh, the half of Simon and Garfunkel. Okay, yes. I didn't know he had a first name. I thought it was just one guy named Simon Garfunkel.
You're terrible.
Now I am bullshitting you.
Yeah.
I wasn't before. I didn't realize that Simon was Paul Simon. My bad. My family didn't really listen to Simon and Garfunkel. Sorry.
Well, this is from his later stuff, so...
This is the whoosh over my head right now, okay?
Well, it's an audiogasm, so you can watch it later.
Thank you!
Okay.
All right, hold on. Before we start, I have started my anime husbando tier list. Take a look in the Patreon chats to check out those really good rank names.
I will read the ranks once the story is over. Go ahead.
Can I? Okay. Seemingly pacified, the boy stood up, and I did the same. Thanks for the info, kid. I said as I pressed twice the usual amount in his hand. He quickly dropped the money in his chest, presumably to be a kitten toy until he got home. I asked Al once what he did with the money, considering he didn't really have to spend it on food or drink. He told me he was trying to find a cure for his brother, who was vertically challenged.
Challenged? I like challenged.
Yes, vertically challenged. Huh. What a sweet kid. Always thinking about others.
And their height deficiencies.
Yes.
And their kitty cats.
I wish more people in this forsaken town were like him.
And worked their penis properly.
So all I could think of was Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys playing the role of Alphonse there.
I've also never seen Trailer Park Boys.
Oh my god, Steve-O, you uncultured swine.
It's true, he is an uncultured swine.
I was born Jewish, it's the antithesis of being a swine. We didn't eat pork for the first 17 years of my life. Except for all the bacon I ate after my family got divorced. Sorry.
It was evening by the time I reached Warehouse 13. I drew my gun and circled around the back. I wasn't lying when I told Al I'd be fine. I was one of the best shots in all of Central, and nobody, men nor cock, was immune to my bullets. I saw a light and a dark figure sitting at a table. Cautiously, I approached and found Mustang passed out surrounded by several bottles of scotch.
Mustang!
Wow, Mustang sure was making it easy, being piss drunk and all. I guess his vices finally caught up to him. I carefully circled around to the front of him and put my gun a foot from his face. I took a glass of water I found on the edge of the table and threw it on him to wake his pasty ass up. He jolted out of sleep, spluttered, and then tried to stand only to be stopped when he saw the barrel of my gun.
Wait a minute, I didn't realize that punishment was this severe for cock abuse.
Inspector Hawkeye, he cried, his eyes widening in recognition. How did you find me?
It's Dr. Hawkeye, excuse me.
Next up is me. I scowled at him.
I just followed the ugly sticky messes you and your cock were making. I took off my gun safety and glared at him. Now where's your cock, Mustang?
He sighed in defeat. Fine, I'll get him. He reached down and struggled with the bindings confining the beast. He groaned as he struggled to free his cock. It's not coming out, damn it.
You know, it's unhealthy to constrict your cock so much.
I told him as he pushed and pulled on his stuck partner. Look, do you think you can help me? Mustang said. The damn thing is trapped. I sighed and leaned over. Big mistake. Suddenly, Mustang's cock was in my face attacking me. I struggled with it, only dimly aware of Mustang above cheering on his cock. It was a dirty fight. We traded slaps, punches, and blows. He socked me a good one on the shoulder, but bruise on the cock's side showed I meted out my own share of punishment? Or is it meted out? Meted?
Yeah.
All right. Write to FridayNightFig@gmail.com with the proper pronunciation of M-E-T-E-D. Realizing that I desperately needed space to fire my gun, I concocted a plan. When the cock came near my face again, I lunged for it, biting down hard on the head. Mustang's cries echoed in my ears as I rolled out of reach and took aim. I fired. One shot. Damn it, Sean, you're not going to do the line?
What, one opportunity?
Well, it's ruined now, thanks.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Sorry, I was looking up a she-shanty to post in Audiogasms of Bubbles.
All right. One shot was all it took to reduce the great cock of
Mustang.
One
opportunity.
Feared throughout Central to a red splatter on the floor of a dingy warehouse. My God! Mustang cried. You shot it! I can't believe you shot my cock!
By God, Brian Pillman's got a gun!
My God!
I blew the smoke off my gun before holstering it.
Maybe next time you'll know to use your cock more responsibly.
He was the best cock I ever had! He wailed. God, I wish that bastard would shut up already. It was just a stupid cock!
I'm sorry it had to end this way, Mustang, but you know the damage your cock caused.
That cock was my best friend, he yelled before bursting into tears. I sighed and walked over to him, past the gory mess of feathers and blood that was once a living bird.
Huh.
I patted on the back awkwardly.
If it's any consolation, I told him, that rooster put up one hell of a fight.
He seemed oddly comforted by this. He was a handsome bird. Furious George!
What have they done to you?
He said sadly. I nodded. Roy Mustang sure had a fine-looking cock. Author's indulgence. Hands up, who didn't see that punchline coming from a mile away? I definitely saw it coming from a mile away.
Mm.
I haven't really been paying attention, so I'm going to assume...
Yeah, you've been looking up waifus. It's okay.
No, I'm on husbandos right now, and you're going to really love my tier list. It's great.
We have one more story to read. I'll read the tiers you've made. We read
only some of us.
Shut the fuck up. We read
one opportunity.
One more story. And then I can read people's waifu husbando lists. Okay?
Husbando lists.
Does that work for you, Sean?
One opportunity.
Does that work for you, Val? Does that work for you, man whose mustard hole I'm not allowed to mention?
I mean, if you expect an answer from somebody, then the mustard hole is implied and it's no good, so...
Damn it! Damn it! I'm 1 for 3! No, I'm sorry, I'm 0 for 3 because Sean said one opportunity. Shit. Started out as a joke I mentioned in the author's notes of Lonely Mornings Chapter 5, then my brain, the naughty little thing that it is, decided to run with it. Damn you, Bran, you get me in so much trouble. I can relate. This is not intended to be serious. None of the cast is intended to be in character, with the possible exception of Al. This is intended to be a bad parody of a hard-boiled detective story. No cocks were harmed in the making of this story. Thanks to the creators and cast of FMA for not killing me outright for this story. Thanks to my husband for not committing me for writing this. Thanks to those reviewers who said they wanted to see this fic, but are probably running for the hills now. Thanks to you, the reader... But shame on you for reading this trash. And Packrat.
Yeah, shame on us.
Yes. And Packrat, April 19th, 2006. This is an old story. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dave, where did you put the list of tiers?
Well, the first part is in Patreon, and I'm putting the second part on now.
All right, so going from the bottom up, trash hole for trash boy is literally the worst. Gross Garfunkel tier, wouldn't bone zone, would top four, would bottom four. Guy Sensei, greatest lover of our time. Okay, where's the waifu one?
The waifu one's in shame bucket.
Oh, keep it consistent, Dave.
Sorry.
Going for the bottom up, bruh, try to go Dutch on the first date, date for a month and dump, you're an asshole, would whatever. Sign over half of my 401k, the date for a month and then sign over half of 401k and divorce, there's a big jump there. There's a few tears missing.
No, that is what it is, man.
Busting the fastest nut inside
The
fastest nut inside.
Fattest. It is fattest and also probably fast.
Busting the mustard hole inside and take God, full responsibility. Gross. Why?
Anyway, I've listed my tiers and I've made all of my choices. If you made it to the trash,
too many people to this list.
Jesus!
Listen, if the trash hole for trash boys is so full, it's because I don't know half of these dudes, and the ones that I do know are awful. Like Naruto, nobody wants to get with Naruto.
There's Luffy.
Nobody wants to get with Speed of Sonic Sound or whatever his name was. He's like the least popular One Punch Man character. I would absolutely bottom for Moomin Rider, though.
Sean, you are up now with A Gift for Mommy.
Oh.
By Taff Yap Yap.
Oh.
Yes, this is the same author that brought us Daddy Dearest.
And the one that we read last week. Gardevoir one.
A fanfic for Mother's Day. Ash gives his mom a legendary Pokemon for Mother's Day, Cobalion. So these two spend this day to get to know each other. Wink. Pokophilia, rated M.
So I'm pretty sure I was the one who submitted the last couple Taff Yap Yaps.
Appreciated. You did this to yourself.
Yeah, I know. A gift for mommy. A fic for Mother's Day, colon D. This certain mommy might just be the best present ever, semicolon D. Parentheses, enjoy. Happy Mother's Day, Mom, Ash said to her in a cheerful tone. She ran over and gave him a big hug.
Aw, oh, thank you, my little Ashy. How sweet.
He chuckled and started rummaging inside his bag.
I have a present for you. I'm just not sure what you would exactly like, so I captured you a Pokemon. I think you will really, really like it. He's a legendary.
Ash brought out a Master Ball.
Oh?
Oh!
Delia wondered what it was.
Oh!
Oh, oh, oh!
They don't have Zigzag on that waifu tier list for furry waifus either, which I think is just a gross oversight.
Grosser than a mustard hole?
Yes.
Delia wondered what it was.
I choose you, Ash said, his classic little line, as the light slowly faded. Delia gasped in amazement at what she saw. A really big and tall goat-looking creature.
Ash, honey, what is that?
This! Ash rested his hand on his leg. This is Cobalion, a legendary Pokemon.
I actually like Cobalion.
Yeah, no, I purposely said Cobalion.
Okay.
Cobalion, that's what you can go to the store and buy for, like, Louisiana cooking?
Louisiana cooking.
Cobalion.
Mm.
What's Louisiana's state dish?
Probably hurricane water.
Yeah.
Gumbo.
Look, I know it's gumbo, but hurricane water is funnier.
I didn't know it was gumbo. I had to look it up.
How did you not know it was gumbo? There are two things you can buy in fucking Louisiana. I don't know, but also gumbo is the other one.
Crawfish?
Crayfish, yes.
There's something funny about reading about a state nut.
I wonder what Florida's state dish is.
Florida's state fruit is the orange.
No, I know. I need the dish.
Cuban food?
Alligator and meth.
Like, if gumbo is going to be the Louisiana one, state fruit, oh, it's just orange, and state pie is key lime. Hmm.
Hi, key lime is good.
Mm.
Apparently, there's also state honey is the Tupelo honey, which, you know. Oh, sweet. Georgia's state vegetable is the sweet Vidalia onion.
Yeah.
Ah, Vidinho.
The state food is grits. Onions and grits. So they're just breakfast.
Gross.
Oh.
Because grits are disgusting.
Yep.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, Indiana has. No, Steve, shut up. Here's what happens. Everybody's like, fucking, oh, if you just put this, that, or the other thing on it. I'm like, no, those things are good, and grits are dragging those good things down.
All right, here's a new thing for you to do if you finish your tier list, Dave. Here's the list of states that do not have any state food, so please do provide for them, okay?
Oh, you want me to figure out what the dish is?
I want everybody to figure out the dishes for the following.
Virginia has nothing listed for anything.
The following states need dishes. Please provide. All hosts are eligible. All listeners are eligible. Alaska, Arizona, Colorado.
Oh, you're not letting us answer like any of those?
No. Take your time to think about it in between us reading this story, okay?
You're asking me to think.
I don't want to think. I drink during these shows specifically to not think.
Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Hawaii, Indiana, Iowa.
Well, Hawaii's is easy.
Kansas, Michigan.
Pineapple dish.
Mississippi. No, pineapple is not from Hawaii.
Montana.
Yeah, it is. It's grown in Hawaii.
No.
Montana.
Yes, it is.
No, Nebraska.
I mean, it's not from.
Nevada.
It doesn't have to be from. It's just grown in.
Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wyoming.
So what? Starting fucking podcasts early these days?
Hi, Logan.
Yes, Logan, we asked you if you could be there at 6, and then you said nothing, so we assumed that you were off onto a planet to fight another vengeful god.
No, why would I... You didn't fucking PM me or anything?
I pinged you.
He pinged you.
Okay, and you assumed that I was looking at my computer. Like, I was driving.
No, I assumed that we had the four of the five of us, so you're here now, and you are welcome to read. Also, what would Alaska's state dish be?
Baked Alaska, duh.
Crabs.
Bear.
It would be literally Baked Alaska. That would be the...
It already is Baked Alaska, isn't it?
No, it's not.
No, they don't. Alaska has no state foods.
It's because they don't have food over there.
They just have weird rations that they get out of the back of a pickup truck from a guy named Earl.
It's old MREs.
Here, I will post this list in the patron chat as well as in the staff chat. These states need food.
All food in Alaska was imported during the Yukon Gold Rush.
God damn it, Dave. Are you recording, Logan?
Yes, of course I'm recording.
Thank you. All right, who's reading right now, Sean?
Me. This is Cobalion.
Cobalion.
A legendary It's Cobalion now.
Cobalion.
No.
Just, no.
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 A legendary Pokemon all the way from Unova.
Unova.
Cobalion looked down at her.
Cobalion.
He bowed his head. Hi.
Hello, I'm Cobalion.
Hello.
My goodness, sweetie. How did you manage to get such an amazing thing? Oh.
Don't you worry about that, all right.
I used my Game Shark. No, I used my action replay to hack it into the game.
Yeah, they didn't have Game Shark with the Unova stuff, so.
You don't want to know. It just involved a mustard hole.
Oh, God. No.
Don't worry about that, all right? No offense to Mimey, but he will be a much better Pokemon to hang out with, and he can protect you better. Delia stared at him in amazement. He looks so cool to her. Well, I better get going, Mom. See ya. Delia waved to him.
Wouldn't want to smell you later.
Thanks so much, honey. Kobalion rested on the couch with his new master.
Kobalion.
Instead of concentrating on the TV, she decided to get to know her new friend. Wow. So are you really a legendary?
Are you really a legendary?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Come again.
Oh, how cool.
How does Hawaii not have one?
I know, right? It could just be like luau food.
Spam.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Mississippi is its fucking po' boys.
Yeah.
Nebraska is just basketball.
Yeah, it's basketball.
Nebraska's is basketball.
Fundamentally sound basketball players.
Write the answers to yourself. You will be quizzed after this.
Iowa's corn.
He was corn?
Iowa is corn.
Oh, yeah. Iowa is corn.
Wisconsin's is corn.
No, Iowa invented corn.
Well, Iowa's state grain is corn.
No, it's cheese.
Yeah, Wisconsin is cheese.
Who invented it? My God. I'm getting irrationally upset about this.
Good.
You should probably take a chill pill or maybe have one of your favorite Iowa dishes like corn.
Colorado's just edibles.
No. Colorado's is Rocky Mountain oysters. Hey, that's a layup joke right there. I'm surprised none of y'all beat me to it.
All right. Keep reading, Sean.
She started rubbing his chest fur.
Ha ha, so fluffy. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind at all, girl.
He smiled and shook his head. She kept rubbing it.
Fucking do that for daddy.
Then gave him a hug. Where does Kobalion rank on your husbando list of furries?
It's like a straight up horse, so not.
A horse with shoes. It looks weird.
I can get behind Pokemon that are anthropized, but I cannot get behind just like straight up a fucking animal.
Yeah, which is why you have Lucario and Blaziken.
Lucario and Blaziken are both easily anthroable.
Yeah. I hope you don't mind.
I hope you don't mind, but they're anthroable, so.
Yeah. She kept rubbing it, then gave him a hug.
Oh.
You're the best gift ever.
Damn right I am.
She nuzzled her face against his. He gave her a lick on her cheek, making her giggle.
Oh, ho, ho, stop it.
He was like, fucking, you want to give a lick to something else? I don't know why this Kobalion is, like, really aggressive.
Licking and anything ticklish makes me giggle.
Kobalion took note of that. Thinking she's very sweet and cute, he decided to make her giggle. Whoosh. Oh,
whoa.
He pushed her down on the couch.
No, po' boy.
God damn it, why the po' boy?
Because Logan mentioned it, and that's funny.
He pushed her down on the couch. Then he started tickling her with his hooves.
Hooves.
Ow.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to be tickled by something super duper hard like a hoof?
Yeah. It's not fun.
No
comment?
Logan, you strike me as the kind of person that gets tickled by hard objects.
I don't get tickled.
Yeah, laughter isn't something he does. Ever since he ascended to the higher plane.
I don't experience tickling.
Nope, I've been friends with him ever since he was a zygote. And I've never heard him laugh even once.
No, he cackles.
He does cackle, but that's only because he summons lightning and the lightning does the cackling for him.
Ah.
I just kind of open my mouth and the crackling comes out.
You should stop eating Pop Rocks.
Release the crackling.
Logan's mouth is made entirely out of Rice Krispies.
All right.
That snap, crackle, pop.
Part of a balanced breakfast, Logan's mouth is.
I'm making out and getting my morning nutrition.
She cooked up a laughing fit, trying to push his head back with her arms while kicking her feet, unintentionally revealing her panties. Dotteru, dotteru, dotteru.
Ah, Shima Pan, you say. All right.
What game are you playing, David?
Final Fantasy 14.
Okay. He had to admit.
Yeah.
As did David.
Right?
He loved that view of Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
Stop looking at Ishtola's panties!
Oh, dude, Ishtola is like top tier Final Fantasy 14 waifu.
I figured as much.
She's all blind and stuff, so she can't judge you for being fat.
I forgot that. Yeah.
Slowly concentrating on that more than Cho.
Wow!
On that more than tickling her. Her thick thighs and the tight-fitted panties.
Oh, yeah.
He was honestly getting happy in a different way.
This is penis.
Finally, he stopped, turning around to conceal his boner.
No, my boner.
Who? Well, see, Sean, you can cackle.
That wasn't cackling.
That definitely was cackling to me.
That was not cackling.
It was not cackling.
That was reading.
I know a cackle.
Can somebody demonstrate cackling then? Logan, open your mouth.
It's like someone trying to get on the phone when I'm online on back in the early 2000s.
Squeeze, squeeze, along, cronkadonk, cronkadonk.
Damn it, Mom, I was downloading Fatboy Slim's latest album.
I still had 2 hours left of that SNES ROM that I was downloading from angelroms.net.
If you delete the ROM within 24 hours, you have to because you don't own it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just happened to copy it again, so I just perpetually copy a new
perpetually
copy.
Perpetually 24 hours.
Like, no, this is a copy from a different copy, so I can still download it legally. FBI, why are you taking my computer?
He copied that floppy.
No, you don't copy the floppy, you copy the file.
You copy the floppy onto another floppy, and then another floppy, and pretty soon you have enough floppy disks to send GTA 5 to Rockstar.
You make yourself a little house.
She panted and sat up, wiping a tear from her eye.
Hmm? Why did you suddenly stop? And why are you turned around?
She innocently asked, crawling closer to him. He gulped, worrying that if she saw it, she would think he's a pervert.
No! Hmm? Won't tell me? Well then, I'll just tickle you until you tell me.
Oh no, I would hate that. No, stop.
She reached around and grabbed his dick? Metal Gear question alert. Boop.
Boing, boing.
He started sweating. How? He's a cat.
She apparently he's not a cat, didn't. He's a horse.
I think cats sweat.
Do they? I thought they panted like dogs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a cat.
I mean, I've never seen my cat sweat, but also my cats are lazy, so.
They're also covered in hair.
Yeah.
Your cats also hate you and are annoying.
They hate his equipment.
No, my cats don't hate me. Like, my cats are like, oh, hey, I see you're doing anything. Want to pay attention to me? And I'm like, fuck no.
What the fuck are you doing?
Damn, can you do that somewhere else, bro?
Oh, dude, honestly, why are you just making noise?
He's like, I want to play with Bone right now. Let's go.
He started sweating. She apparently didn't know what she was grabbing, assuming that was his leg.
No, my Hadron Collider.
Is that what Cobra Lion has between his legs?
He's a legendary, so yes.
It's a hard-on collider.
This is a guy who gets it right here, this Logan guy.
Wow, handcuffed around your whole leg? They look much bigger, though.
She still kept thinking it was a leg until she rubbed it.
I mean, it's his third leg.
It's fifth, yeah.
Well, yes, it would be his fifth leg, you're right, but still. I can't feel my leg. I can't feel my third leg.
My leg.
Oh.
She blushed. Did he get excited when he was tickling her? I already see something wrong in this next sentence.
Ah. So this was your third leg, huh?
we just established as his fifth.
Joke stands.
Cobalion gulped, thinking he's screwed. However, Delia wasn't creeped out or anything.
She was like super wet.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Be happy.
She laid down on the couch, spreading her body out.
Come on, turn around.
Her body just flattens out like a piece of dough on the couch.
That's right, I spread out to make sure that I can catch more heat this way.
I've deflated like one of those tunes in Roger Rabbit.
Oh, God.
I was just going to say, like the judge at the end of Roger Rabbit.
come on, turn around and let's get to really know each other, okay?
It's the sprite turning like a flat panel, or what's her face in Doctor Who, the last human that's just spread?
Oh.
Moisturize me.
Moisturize me!
Moisturize me.
Moisturize me!
He turned around and nodded.
Nodded. Ha ha ha.
Excited to get to know her in that way, he lifted up her skirt.
All right. Logan, do you want this page or do you want like 4 pages in a row?
You need to give me like 4 pages in a row, you fuckface.
Big boys.
So David gets the next page and then Logan, you get the last.
Oh, come on. I'm still in the middle of a dungeon. I specifically started this dungeon because I had a time to go.
So David,
cut me a break. Give one page
David,
to Val.
You are the poker.
You guys started early and you're still gaming?
Val started the story.
Right. Okay, so give it to Steve.
No. No.
Yes, Steve. I will do two pages in a row
if you let me have this.
Dungeon. We're on the last fucking stretch to the dungeon, all right?
David, we can wait for you.
Then please wait for me. Let's talk about funny things that happened today. They passed the stimulus bill. That's pretty cool.
It's not funny.
Yeah, it is.
How long do you need, Dave?
We have about 7 minutes left in this dungeon.
Okay. Alaska State Food David.
Alaska Baked Pie. No, it's not what it's called. Baked Alaska. Yeah.
Okay, Sean.
I just agreed with David. Baked Alaska.
Logan.
I already agreed with David as well. Baked Alaska.
This is in no way an endorsement of David. This is just agreeing with this one particular thing.
Oh, no. I definitely not endorse David.
That's fine. Val.
King Crab.
King Crab?
Yeah.
All right.
What? That's not real.
Yes, it is.
Japan thing.
All right. Arizona State dish, David.
Cactus.
Sean.
I panicked, right?
What was that?
Nothingness.
Nothingness. Logan.
Clay.
Clay?
Oh, that's rough.
Just a void.
That really bad carne asada steak burrito I had in Fort Huachuca.
God damn it. Val.
I don't know. Coyote?
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Colorado State dish. David.
Rocky Mountain oyster.
Sean.
Edibles.
Logan.
I'm going to go with edibles.
Rocky Mountain edibles.
Val.
Edibles, yeah.
All right. Connecticut State dish. Sean.
I don't even know what's in Connecticut.
David.
Trees.
Vince McMahon's tears.
Oh, right.
Logan.
Chestnut blight.
Val.
What is chestnut blight?
Does Massachusetts have one?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
That's Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders isn't.
He's from Vermont.
It's from Vermont.
Sorry, Vermont. Oh, it's Old Bay.
No.
No, that's Baltimore.
Oh, that's what I meant. I was thinking Maryland.
I'm going to say wild turkey or roadkill.
All right, Logan, Hawaiian state dish.
Pineapple, duh.
No, pineapples are not originally from Hawaii.
Alaskan king crabs are from the Sea of Japan.
Val, what is your state dish for Hawaii?
It's going to be spam.
Spam isn't even originally from, like, animals.
Spam isn't from Earth. It is from a different planet. David?
Sex on the beach is the Alaskan state dish.
The Alaskan state dish?
Yes.
You don't mean the Hawaii?
Yeah, it's Hawaii. It's the
other Alaska.
The hot Alaska.
The hot Alaska.
Sean.
All the dinosaurs from the Jurassic World movies.
What?
Okay. That's fine.
They filmed the Jurassic World movies in Hawaii, so it's
Valerie,
all the meat from the dinosaurs.
Fair point. What's the state dish of Indiana?
I don't know what the heck is in Indiana.
That's an acceptable answer. Logan,
Holiday Jones.
I'm asking people in order, Dave. Wait your turn.
Okay.
Dungeon runner.
Dirt.
Dirt. What Indiana is known for? Dirt.
Sean.
Regret.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
David.
I would say Jones.
Ha.
That's a drink.
Yeah, I know.
The state dish for Iowa. David.
Corn.
Logan.
Corn.
Sean.
Corn.
Val.
Corn.
We're like a hive mind.
Sean, state dish for Kansas.
Ass.
Val.
Ass.
Logan.
Pitifully flat ass.
Damn it, that was going to be mine.
David.
fuck, and the Logan special, pitifully fat ass.
Nobody's gonna say tornadoes!
Why would we? They're all in Oklahoma, you ham!
He's kind of got you there.
Better ham than spam!
True.
Yeah.
At least ham is real.
David, what's the state dish from Michigan?
The Upper Peninsula. Just all of it.
Val!
I don't know. Shit buffalo wings?
Shit buffalo wings. Damn, yo.
Sean!
That's vicious.
I got two answers. First one is Faygo and Juggalos. And the other one is Steve Van Sickle because he is a tasty dish.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. Logan.
Meth.
No, that's Florida.
Florida already has a state dish, though, so meth can be used.
Okay.
David, Mississippi.
Bad education system.
Logan.
I already said po' boys.
Oh, shit. I should have said po' boys.
Sean.
Racist po' boys.
Oh, got him.
Val.
Let's go with that.
Logan, what is the state dish for Montana?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, it's something flat and forgettable.
I know what it is.
Fine, what is it, Val?
Horse.
Horse.
Sean.
First, horse is delicious. Second of all, Alberta beef.
David.
Montana, right? It's got to be something big and forgettable out west. So, a porterhouse that hasn't been marinated.
Oh.
Okay. It's oddly specific, I know.
For some reason, I wanted to say baked Nebraska for the next one.
Why?
Because it's Nebraska. And I'm just thinking, wait a minute, isn't baked Nebraska just worse baked Alaska?
I didn't even realize baked Nebraska was a thing.
It's same. Not a thing.
Not.
All right.
What page are we on?
Oh, thank goodness we can stop at Nebraska.
Yeah, I saved us all from that.
Thank you, Dave. We're at a gift for mommy, and we're on page 3. You get to read about Pokemon fucking, and I have to pee.
Hey, Steve, nice cock.
Oh!
Anyway, she moved her legs around, giving him quite a nice little show.
Come on!
She winked.
Cobra Lion.
He gave her thighs some nice slow licks while rubbing and sometimes spanking her butt.
Oh, this kind of tickling is nice!
She put her hand to mouth and continued to moan passionately while her body tingled. She was becoming wet in her panties, hoping Koba would tickle her there.
Ho, ho, ho.
Koba Lion! Right there, right here too! Oh, wait, that's her.
Koba Lion! Right here too!
Koba Lion!
She touched her panties, feeling the wet spot on her fingers. He nodded and picked her up. He instead laid down and plopped her right on him? Yeah, okay. He slid down her panties and she could feel his dick between her butt cheeks.
My, it feels and looks so energetic and big.
Cobra Lion.
Her body felt hotter from the thought of that thing inside her, and she adored that thought. She began moving her hips.
Ah!
He let out a grunt, showing that he could actually speak.
Did you just talk?
She stared at him, his face only slightly less red than hers.
Yes, I possess the ability to speak telepathically. This feels...
Now give me the formula for the Krabby Patty.
Yes, I need the formula for the Krabby Patty secret burger. Give it to me, Mr. Krabs.
I'll give it to you.
Mr. Krabs, not you, SpongeBob.
I know you want my cock, Plankton.
I don't. No. Take me out of your urethra, SpongeBob.
Drown in my piss.
No, don't sound to me, SpongeBob.
This is weird. I don't like
Steve
it.
People just asked what's going on.
This feels very good, human.
She smiled.
I'm glad.
She grinded his dick faster. He let R more grunts of pleasure, pressing his hooves against her butt.
Human, this feels so grand. My member grinded between your posterior is truly amazing.
Oh, God, this is going on.
Yep.
She clenched his chest fur harder. How did she clench his chest fur? She's ass up right now.
Her ass has very strong cheeks.
Yeah, your dick feels so good against me. Ha!
Hearing the ha's is not erotic at all. It's like Nelson laughing at you in the middle of sex.
He locked her bang in her cheek, trying to suppress the volume of his groan as he came.
Ooh.
Oh, ooh.
Cobra Lion.
cum stained her butt and thighs. I'm sorry. I should have gave a warning beforehand, Mr. Krabs.
I was going to say, is this old All Might?
Ha-ha! I just came on you. Have no fear, for I have came.
Wow.
All Might does sound like the kind of Pokemon who would say his name all the time. All Might.
She giggled and shook her head.
It's fine, really. I don't mind so much.
She caressed his cheek. Even after coming, he was still unsatisfied, still completely up and healthy.
If it's not rude of me to ask, can we continue?
Ha ha!
His shyness was so adorable to her.
No need to ask that, sweetie.
She sat up and inserted his dick in her ass.
Never need to ask.
Her body trembled from the honest pain of such a huge thing inside her.
Ha hoo ha!
Now she's doing karate.
I just finished watching season 3 of Cobra Kai, so I hope you don't mind.
That's out the stabbing knife. Ha ha!
Kobalion thrust it into her real hard, not realizing.
Wait, no. Kobalion Kai?
Kobalion Kai. I'd watch that. Thrust into her real hard, not realizing the pain she was feeling didn't have time to cease. It worsened.
Kukabalion! Sit down! Sit down, please! Get out of my truck! My truck!
He was pumping his penis inside her at a very speedy rate. It going all the in and lower every second. She hugged him tightly, burying her face in his fur.
Never mind. In out. Keep doing it hard.
Yeah, or sure, whatever.
She's now gotten used to it and tries to match his speed and skill by utilizing the movement of her legs.
She's on one of those Peloton bikes while getting anal fucked.
I gotta get fast. I gotta get those water jump.
Gotta get that cardio in.
Her moans and his groans were filled with the pleasure and satisfaction they were receiving giving to each other. Delia hoped that their noise wouldn't wake up Mimey sleeping upstairs. She covered her mouth just in case, feeling she was moaning a little too loud.
No.
Kobalion moved her hands away with his mouth.
I want to hear your voice. I want proof that you like it.
He brought his head closer and kissed her. She loved the taste of his surprisingly soft lips. Surprising due to him being a steel type and somehow having lips as a horse.
Horses have lips.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they have gigantic lips.
Stop talking about horses' luscious lips.
You want to fuck that horse?
Nay. Nay, I say.
His tongue overpowered hers, taking over her mouth with his. She opened her mouth for easier access for him, while he sometimes slid the tip of his tongue along her lips. He rammed his penis inside her wildly, making her moan real loud inside his mouth.
Congratulations, I'm just reeling here. Just give me a second, okay?
Congratulations, you've won. Click here to receive your prize.
All right, you finished your page?
Yeah, boy.
All right, Logan, you're up on page 4.
Page 4? I thought you said I was going to read, like, 4 pages. There's only one page left.
You are. You're going to read the whole next story.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. I got you, fam.
I don't think you do.
As far as I'm concerned, the pasty would be Michigan's food of choice.
No, I think it's meth.
No, Michigan, not Florida.
I'm talking about Michigan.
Oh, okay.
They broke apart. Saliva coated their lips while dripping down from their tongue down to their chins. This person has clearly never kissed before because your lips end up quite dry.
I don't know, unless you're the first guy I ever kiss who made me feel like we were turning into slugs.
Ew.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Come on.
I did not kiss him again.
You have to make sure to moisturize the entire face, otherwise you're not making out properly.
Kobalion.
Human, I'm going to come. I'll take my...
Jesus Christ. Do you just do that voice for anything that isn't human?
I just assume all of these things aren't human.
No. Inside, please.
That was her.
She's been fucked by whatever this thing is. I doubt she's a lion. She's a lion. He nodded his head and gripped her butt tighter.
Here I go.
With one last thrust and a grunt, he shot his cum inside her.
That ping says that the cum was on target.
Ah! This feels so nice.
No, go back. Give me a less evil ah. Yes.
This feels so nice.
The feeling of the cum traveling down inside of her and the remaining leaking out was a feeling she would love to feel all the time.
Oh.
The two were tuckered out from their experience of getting to know each other. After cleaning up, the two happily watched TV while Mimi swept around the room with the broom.
Oh, Ash. He gave me the best gift ever.
Kobalion snuggled up closer to her, blushing.
That's a weird dad.
Yes, he did. I'm very thankful, Justin. Me too. He's given me my best friend ever.
Mimi let out a sigh that caught their attention. He felt left out and was especially hurt that Delia and Kobalion was her best friend ever when she just met him. Her and him have been together for years.
Mr. Mime.
Mimi bowed as apologies, thinking he was getting in their way, and sadly turned back up the stairs. Delia realized what she said.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I didn't catch what I said. Please come back here, sweetie.
Mimi looked back at her.
Mime!
Delia and even Kobalion nodded.
Actually, nice to meet you. I'm Kobalion. Please forgive me.
No.
If I made you feel left out, I hope we can become great friends, too.
That's turning into a spiritual sequel to that fucking gritty Tumgus fic I wrote.
Mime smiled and gave those two a hug.
Hey, make room for Ash!
Ash suddenly said, jumping in the circle. All three of them laughed and continued embracing each other. This day was certainly a Mother's Day Delia will always remember.
Wasn't that just sweet?
No.
I hope you guys gave your mother something today.
God damn it.
If not, show her this story as a gift.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Just kidding. Don't.
Just kidding.
That'd be awkward. Anyways... see you later.
All right. We got a couple options here, Logan. What kind of a mood are you in?
What are my options?
Just like in general, what kind of a mood are you in?
I'm still actually quite angry with you.
Please don't be. You know that I have to work tonight and I was working with what I had.
I'm mad.
Oh, what can I do to make you less mad?
I don't know. Give me something good.
All right. You've got a supernatural fic. With nope. Tentacle sounding. And you've got a story just titled Jar Jar and Warhammer 40K.
That one.
There's like no contest between them. It's like, oh, we could have an okay time or we could have the best time.
Okay. All right. This is Jar Jar and Warhammer 40,000.
No, and I don't want to go to Michigan because there's too much meth there.
This is written by Srelix. On a world torn apart by war, the warp spews forth from another universe, a horror that made space marines feel fear and caused even the minions of chaos to feel revulsion. A horror that no weapon could purge. The horror's name, Jar Jar Binks. All right, Logan, you are up for at least two pages and then we'll circle back around.
I thought I was supposed to get three more pages.
Then you can get three pages and then we'll circle back around. How's that?
Yes.
Are you still mad at me?
Yes.
Will you ever not be mad at me?
No.
God damn it. Is this a bit?
No. I'm fine.
That's all I needed to move forward with the therapy. Thank you.
The warp, bane and blessing the galaxy as it is, has always been responsible for countless examples of strange and twisted phenomena over the ages. It is a little known fact that it is capable of stretching into other universes and bringing in various flotsam into ours. For the most part, such things are strange and uncommon. and are usually localized, at best generating rumors that spread no further than the system they occurred in. One time, however, it was different. On the world of Gravov 4, torn between the forces of the Space Marines and Imperial Guard, Orcs, and Tau, one such warp interdimensional anomaly occurred. It spewed forth a horror that Bolter and Chainsword failed to purge. The horror would spread fear, horror, and loathing even among a hardened chapter of Space Marines. It would make Orcs shocked and the Tau make an exception for their policies. Through what was no doubt the blessing of the Chaos Gods, it would wreak untold havoc for such an individual. What follows next has been drawn from transcripts and reports from the sides fighting on that world. Although naturally it must be taken into account the mental effects this untold abomination had on those interviewed. I pray to the God Emperor in his eternal wisdom that such an event never repeat itself. Inquisitor J User or Zuzer.
Wow, you got all that juice out of one bag of oranges?
I mean, there's a better way.
Battle brothers, hold the line and purge the Xeno scum with Bolter and Chainsword.
Hold up a second. I take that back. So, Sean, you're going to get mad at me again because this is okay. The whole, like, Paul Simon.
This is just really you making everybody mad at you in the episode, huh?
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, is it just because, like, I've not been exposed to every piece of media on Earth ever? I am not familiar in any way, shape, or form with Warhammer 40K.
Same.
Well, that's okay, because if you try to get into it, gatekeepers will make sure you don't.
Well, it's also the community is rife with white nationalists, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You fucking serious? What?
I am unfortunately serious.
What do you expect from, like, the Inquisition? The Inquisitors?
Just like Starship Troopers.
It makes no fucking sense for neo-Nazis to be into Starship Troopers. It's so fucking stupid.
They don't get the underlying...
Well, yeah, irony just completely escapes them. That's the problem.
Well, to be fair, the people that make Warhammer 40K, irony is also lost on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, Starship Troopers, the book was a right-wing fascist book, but...
Oh, God.
Paul Verhoeven turned it into left-wing making fun of right-wingers.
Which is just hilarious, because he did the same thing to capitalism and fucking RoboCop, so... All right, anyway, no more politics. No more politics in our show about funny ha-has.
Yeah. Space Marine Sergeant Sturkus held aloft his weapons as Marines of the Blood Angels Space Marines chapter stood in cover behind a stack of barricades. The corpses of Imperial Guardsmen strewn around as Orc boys charged forward with shooters and choppers.
Can I get a sexier reading of Orc boys?
Orc boys.
Orc boys. Orc boys.
Charged forward with shooters and choppers, shouting battle cries and their other crude phrases. The Blood Angels did not relent with continuous bolter and assault cannon fire, shredding the orcs as they charged mindlessly across the barren wasteland. It is a pity that they... cannot think beyond the stratagem of mindless charging and shooting in the vague direction of the enemy, sighed Blood Angel's Mark, as he gunned down another orc. This is starting to become somewhat tiresome, like protracted target practice. Focus yourself on the destruction of the enemy at hand, yelled Sturkus, slicing up at an orc who had managed to pass the defenders.
Dick!
Sir! A Space Marine scout was crawling out from the nearby shadows, looking distressed. A recon patrol has discovered that the Greenskins had seized Imperial Guard artillery weapons. We should expect incoming fire any moment. A basilisk shell screamed overhead and impacted right into the Space Marine's position, scattering them across a large radius. Unharmed, but battered and confused, Sturkus clambered to his feet and found himself standing in the ruined skeleton of a former building. This was disastrous. In a few moments, the orcs would overrun that position, and soon this entire area.
They would have to bury you.
Suddenly, the air beside him began to swirl. He readied his heavy bolter in anticipation. What was it? some foul product of the warp, chaos trickery. He put his faith in the Emperor and waited.
No, it's
God damn it, stop making that whatever that noise is.
Some wet strawberry thing was ejected out. Was ejected out of a momentary hole in the fabric of reality, slamming straight into Sturcus, causing him to stumble back and trip over a rock, causing him to crash down on his backside. Thankful that none of his brothers had seen that, he got himself up as the thing ejected from whatever sorcery that was likewise... Sure, whatever. Misa, apologize for that, said the thing in a voice that made Sturcus want to shoot his ears out. Misa walking around, minding Misa business, then this a weird swirly thing appear in the air and suck Misa in. Silence, foul Xeno, from wherever you are, thundered Sturcus. Run or be purged. Why are you so shouting like that? And you so fair, so ugly?
Bruh, not cool.
And why are you so wearing big Mika neck suit? And why?
Big American titties.
He does have a Roman lil too, it doesn't.
No, this is not a crossover with Grand Theft Auto.
Nico, let's go bowling together. Jesus, I think you like it.
Shall we go bowling?
Do not wish to bowl.
I do. I do not wish to bowl.
I cannot take you anymore. Be purged. He raised his bolter and pulled the trigger.
You cannot kill that which is already dead.
But as luck would have it, it jammed. Yusa have a problem with Yusa boomstick? Misa giant help.
Misa giant ham.
Could you imagine if somebody wrote Jar Jar into the Civil War?
Oh, God. General Grant would drown himself in whiskey and we would have lost. The North would have lost. Grant would have drunk himself to death.
Misa, dearest Margaret, General Sherman is on the run.
Wish to die.
Wait, no, mumbled Sturcus as the thing began fiddling with his bolter. He was too confused to react. No Xeno had ever reacted to a space marine like this. Whoops, Misa bad. Screeched the thing as it caused the Bolter magazine to fall out. Misa Jar Jar Binks, by the way. What's the plan of this?
I agree with the grunt.
Heresy must be purged,
shouted Sturcus as he swiped with his chainsword, but the thing ducked out of the way, losing his balance.
Sturcus
fell over and accidentally impaled himself with his chainsaw.
Ow, motherfucking son of a bitch, ow.
Why did my brain just go, wait a minute, they didn't have chainsaws in the Civil War?
No, Steve, they did not have chainsaws in the Civil War.
Cutting straight through his heart, Emperor protect us all, he thought, as the thing began to walk spastically away.
Hold fast, ye dogs! Let not one pass!
Commissar Archer fired with his bolter as Imperial Guardsmen of the 14th Cadian tried to stem the incoming tide of orcs with volleys of lasgun fire and heavy emplacements. Any guardsman who dropped his weapon and ran while screaming for his mother in a high-pitched voice was instantly shot down by Archer's weapon.
Mommy!
What's all that big ouch time? Said an annoying voice that sounded like...
Say that again, please!
What's all this big ouch time on?
What's all this big ouch time?
What's all this big ouch time on? Said an annoying voice that sounded like someone was getting hit in the nether regions by a power fist. Archer got down, seeing some bizarre, ugly Xeno of some sort standing by the rock he was aloft on.
Be gone, Xeno! I have no intention of wasting valuable rounds and Laz energy on vermin like you, shouted Archer over the sounds of gunfire, orc yells, and guardsmen crying.
Why everyone so mean to me on this planet? First, there's this guy in Mikanak suit. Next, there is you in cheap uniform, and...
You dare mock the attire of a commissar, Xeno filth!
I think I heard Dave just gasp for life.
I'm slowly dying,
shouted Archer as he gunned down another orc.
Your too accurate Jar Jar impression needs to be shimmied a little bit, Logan.
permission to turn the Xeno into today's rations, sir.
Asked a nearby guard sergeant to Arkham.
Permission granted, goddammit.
Permission granted with extreme prejudice.
No, our ammo is limited, and every shot must be used on the enemy. As much as the Xeno is irritating me.
And he's like, sir, with all due respect, and then he just, like, does the double hand motion. Eh?
Eh?
This is very clearly the enemy, boss.
No. Now continue fighting.
Owie! This is a big ouch time!
Commented the thing. God damn it! As it began to mingle among the line of guardsmen in cover behind the Aegis defense line.
I never am gonna get you mad at me again because I never want you to read this again.
As missiles streaked overhead and took out incoming warbikes.
Say, can you so let me where the nearest Bantha burger fires? Miss are very hungry.
Please, shut up.
Please, shut up!
Begged a guardsman, trying to take a look at the lucky charm around his neck. The Xeno suddenly tripped over and fell on him. Spinning around while holding on down his lasgun trigger, the guardsman accidentally skewered the commissar and sergeant straight through the heart.
And you're to blame.
You give love.
You give love about blame.
That also made me a little deaf.
Question.
No.
The commissar is dead, shouted the guardsman. We're all doomed. What's your question?
Would you rather look like Jar Jar Binks or talk like Jar Jar Binks? You are not allowed to kill yourself.
Damn it, I know that meme. I think I would just die.
Talk like Jar Jar. Then I can just not talk.
No, you're compelled to talk like Jar Jar.
Oh, okay.
Look like Jar Jar, because then at least it would be an upgrade for me.
Jeez, Sean, come on!
And then we all got sad.
You mean sadder?
Yeah.
Panic began to spread through the line as guardsmen dropped their weapons and fled in the opposite direction with more orcs approaching. Knocked back by a fleeing soldier, Jar Jar fell back into another one, causing him to accidentally fire the grenade launcher he was holding, blasting a hole in the defense line.
Xeno bastard! This is all your fault!
Shouted another soldier, aiming a las pistol right at the thing. However, it ducked just as he fired, cutting through more retreating troops. With the Imperial line now collapsing, the orcs continued to descend upon them unhindered, blasting apart any remaining soldiers on the line. Suddenly, a pulsing sound came from nearby, and then heads of the orcs began to explode one by one. The Xeno looked up to see new soldiers in shiny, sleek armor, holding long, rectangular guns. Greetings, Gula. We would like to extend our hand in friendship and admit you to the benefits of the greater good, announced the nearest one.
Who are you, sir? What's a this greater good thingy? And is you some Mechanex or wearing Mechanex suit? Misa very confused.
I'm not. I wish I was.
The newcomers turned to each other. Are you sure the greater good applies to everyone? Chasavec Visua Montier looked at the gangly thing they had saved it from the orcs as they approached the outposts that had been set up here. Not far from the Imperial Orc line, as a forward staging area for the Tau advance on this world. The creature seemed very inquisitive, constantly asking the fire warriors about their weapons, armor, and what caused the various patches of dirt on their suits. Its high-pitched voice was beginning to irritate him.
Beginning to?
But as long as it was willing to embrace the greater good, they walked down from a pile of rubble into the outpost with a hammerhead gunship, more fire warriors, and a squad of drones in a stealth suit waiting there.
Oh boy! That's a one maxi big bongo!
You really want to talk like Jar Jar Binks for the rest of your life. Like, you're in a high-powered business meeting with other demigods, and they're like, how shall we save the Earth? And you're like, we see you as a big power move. And they're like, don't listen to Logan anymore. Yeah, no, Logan, I don't think you want that burden.
Could you imagine what orgasming would sound like?
Oh!
Ouch.
It's a big cum-cum.
No.
I apologize to all of our listeners.
I don't want to think about Jar Jar's cum-cum.
It's just that thumbs up with the tongue out face.
Screeched the thing, which called itself Jar Jar, indicating at the hammerhead. All right, I'm done.
You're done.
All right, whoever reads next also has to do a good Jar Jar voice.
Well, the thing is, we have an interlude we have to do. We have to do the waifu husbando lists now. Because I said we would. Are you okay with this?
No, I know
you're talking. I'm going to assume that that was muffled Jar Jar rage. So, David, what's in your husbando list?
I don't know, actually. I don't have it up right now.
Can you pull it up?
No, I exited out of the window.
Are you playing in a dungeon?
No.
Are you in-game?
Yes.
Are you unable to break away from in-game?
What do you want
to
know? I can fucking count on one hand the good husbandos.
Then do that.
Guy Sensei, that's literally it.
So you can count on one finger, not just one hand, just one finger.
If we're going to talk waifus, though, furry waifus, I got that subject on lock.
Okay. All right. What about you, Sean? What's on your husbando list?
Misa tika jaja.
Now I know you're dead to me.
Logan, who's on your husbando list? And you can't scream Jar Jar.
It's a Jar Jar!
Of course it is. It's a Jar Jar!
Val, who's on your husbando list?
I don't know. Like, I don't really have one. I don't really think about that.
David, who's on your waifu list?
Top tier is my wife's character. I know that's a bit of a, like,
it's a cop-out.
It is a cop-out, but you have to understand, she is a hot, big-titty demon bunny. That's every checkbox right there.
Okay, Sean, who's on your waifu list?
Misa say a Jaja
things. God damn it, Logan.
Should I do it to him?
Do it to him. Do it to him.
Do it to him.
Be Jar Jar's dad.
Bar-Bar Jinx?
Yeah, Bar-Bar Jinx.
Oh, dear.
Val, who's your wife?
I don't know. I don't think about those things.
It's a Jar Jar Binks!
Let me just make sure that didn't stop my recording. Oh! Oops.
Oops.
Oops. Let's just hit that button.
What did you do?
My recording got fucked up.
Oh, great! So are you still recording now?
I restarted my recording.
So you deleted the past part?
Yeah, it's gone.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Ooh.
My monitor fell over onto my keyboard.
And it stopped the recording?
Mm-hmm.
And it deleted the recording.
I may have just forgotten to start it.
Wow. Okay.
I armed the track and everything, and then I just didn't hit record.
Well, it's a good thing we've got a Craig for Logan.
Were you so angry at me that you just couldn't bring yourself to record?
Yep.
Is that the excuse now?
That's the excuse.
Okay. Thank God the Jar Jar is lost to the ether.
Nope. I will make you pull Craig.
What if I accidentally sick my monitor on Craig?
Too late.
No.
Can we, like, record at normal times from now on? Or at least call Logan if we're going to start early?
How many times do you want me to apologize now?
I want you to go back in time and fix it.
Back to the future, baby.
Can I get a hug, Logan?
Back in time.
I will spit in your mouth. This is a nice thing I'm doing for you.
This is a nice thing? Okay, alright, that's it. David can't read his husbando waifu list, and everybody else is just...
You really should have told me to keep it up.
He did.
If you're doing a bit... Do I have to tell you to keep it up?
Yes, because if I get bored of the bit and go do something else, I'm going to abandon the bit.
How often do you get bored and go do something else then?
Literally all the time.
Thank you very much to our patrons for weathering Logan's loud Jar Jar screaming and David's distractedness. Especially
what distractedness?
Especially our genital guardians.
Especially?
Yes, especially a barn owl in Groucho Marx glasses giving you sexy eyes from across the bar. Chirpy, Disambiguity, Disgust, Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Grass Dragon, Matthew J, No Recount, Me Harder Daddy. God damn it. Ooh, Misa Big Cum Cum.
Yeah. Oh,
well, that's the MVP right there.
Misa Big Cum Cum in your mustard hole.
Richard.
Misa Big Cum.
I don't want to come in the mustard hole, no.
Richard Pryor, Santa Grimnar, Tommy Wiseau's third least enthusiastic stalker, and a super special thanks to our Bulgate beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, David, Mrs. Brisby is A-tier. Fight me.
She is not. She's a goddamn real ass mouse.
Dump truck Treg Borshewitz. Evan Baumel. Miri, pizza time, but all the pizza is porn.
Wow.
Razor, Flood, Terez, and Wage. Just do the damn Jar Jar voice and I'll fade it out.
Misa am Jim Jam Jonks.
Misa am Papa John's CEO.
Oh, no.
Try not to say the N-word.
I'm working hard not to say the N-word.